Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. So, a little quiz now. What was the first enduring European settlement in the 50 states? Nope, it's not Jamestown. The answer is St. Augustine in Florida. The Spanish arrived there more than 50 years before the Pilgrims even touched Plymouth Rock. They came to protect their sea routes to the Caribbean, and the town they started in 1565 is still there today. But it's changed a bit.
St. Augustine is a combination of history and a pretty happily tacky tourist trap.
That's Warren Miller. He's a reporter who lives near St. Augustine.
In the evening, there are tours with people dressed up in pirate costumes or colonial costumes, literally taking tourists, many of them college students, from bar to bar looking for haunted places.
Now, if you ever want a terrifying colonial-themed pub crawl led by a pirate, well, you know exactly where to go. But there's a lot more to St. Augustine.
The Castillo is one of my favorite places.
That's Carl Halbert, the city's archaeologist.
And he took me out to the Castillo de San Marcos National Monument.
You know, I could come here and just sit and look at the stone and kind of appreciate what the Spanish went through 300 years ago.
The Castillo is a giant fort overlooking St. Augustine, built by the Spanish to fend off pirates and the British between 1672 and 1695.
The first impression that most people get when they look at it is it would be impossible to take this fort.
Meanwhile, downtown in a city park, an archaeological dig is underway.
The premier historian and archaeologist of St. Augustine right now is Dr. Kathleen Deegan.
This has been the most elusive and difficult project I think I've ever worked on. This layer is kind of a gray-brown sandy loam with a lot of oyster shell.
Kathy is looking for remnants of the very first St. Augustine walls to help fill out our picture of what the original Spanish settlement here looked like.
And so this is one of the stains from a wall of 1565. It dips down, it looks kind of like a very large beam.
Kathy's been digging in St. Augustine for almost 40 years. She's already found remains of houses, barracks, and water wells from the Spanish, as well as countless artifacts. She says the biggest takeaway from her work is that the Spanish here had a very different colonial society than the British, who came here shortly after.
And we found in all these sites that Spaniards immediately adopted the food ways, kitchen ways, and a lot of the cultural traits of Native Americans and Africans. And so we find lots of American Indian pottery and objects, even in the governor's house.
This is where the church would have been, right in through here.
That's the city archaeologist Carl Halbert again. He took our reporter to visit another historical site, the mission at the Church of Our Lady of the Rosary.
And buried underneath the floor of that church are roughly about 75 individuals who are of Native American or of mixed blood descent. You know, it really speaks of St. Augustine's mixed cultural heritage.
Not to say that the Spanish weren't at times brutal, but it was a different, a more mestizo kind of colonialism than you typically associate with the United States. Kathy believes that because of the changing demographics of the United States today, the history of St. Augustine will eventually make it into the textbooks, right before the part about the Pilgrims at Plymouth Rock.
I think people in America are now ready to accept and learn about a story of multiculturalism and people who were not just English and not just white in the origin of our country.
It's the kind of American origin story that could resonate today. Imagine all those multicolored boys and girls. Imagine if they were learning that the first American colonists looked like them.